Today I would like to share with you a passage of Scripture found in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 22 through 23. Please turn with me in your Bible at this time as we read. We find there, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If, therefore, your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If, therefore, the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" We find this passage of Scripture in the midst of what is commonly referred to as Christ's Sermon on the Mount. Jesus begins the passage here by identifying the eye as the lamp of the body. We know that a lamp is something that illuminates. Something is something that reveals or sheds light on something. So how can our eyes illuminate or reveal our bodies? And just what does it mean when Jesus refers to good eyes and bad eyes? You have no doubt heard the expression that the eyes are the window of the soul. And I think this common saying comes pretty close here to expressing the thought that Jesus was conveying to us here in verses 22 and 23 of Matthew, the 6th chapter. You see, our eyes are the gatekeepers, if you will, to our hearts, to our minds, and to our souls. Whatever it is that we focus on with our eyes, that we turn our attention to, goes straight into our mind and our consciousness. Jesus was not here commenting upon whether someone has 20/20 vision or whether they're unable to see the proverbial hand in front of their face. No, rather, Jesus is referring here to whether our eyes are good, whether they are holy, whether they're pure, or whether our eyes are bad, eyes that focus on what is evil or is sinful. I am reminded of several passages from the Proverbs when I read this passage. We know that in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter and verse 7, we learn that for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. A few chapters later in Proverbs 27 and verse 19, we read that a man's heart reveals the man. And that's the message Jesus is conveying to us in Matthew 6, 22 through 23. If the focus of our eyes, if the focus of our thoughts are on evil, then our nature will be evil. If our focus is on things that are pure and holy, then we will be pure and holy. Let each one of us strive to have good eyes, eyes that focus on what is pure and holy, and if we do, we can have the assurance of knowing that in the words of Jesus, our bodies will be full of light.